Philip Sampa, PhD, Surgeon Care. Today's date is 02/08/2024. Dictation is for Genesis Mendoza. Mendoza spells M-E-N-D-O-Z-A. Genesis spells G-E-N-E-S-I-S. Date of birth is 02/04/2009. And Aspar guide is a 15-year-old child here with throat pain, period. Patient is accompanied by parents who said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. Said they brought her in today because this pain is worse. She has decreased appetite and pain with swallowing. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports ear pain. Said pain is approximately 6/10, located in both ears. Period. Next paragraph. Patient reports painful swallowing. Next paragraph. She denies neck pain. She denies stiff neck. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mildly stressed. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 118/68, pulse 76, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HE and T normal. Next paragraph. Nose congested, clear, discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Ear. Erythematous TM bilaterally. Effusion is present behind the TM. Effusion appears purulent. TM is dull to light reflex. Next paragraph. Neck pharyngeal motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous pharynx and tonsils. Uvula is also erythematous, no exudate present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, no cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no anthology gait. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no anthology gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis. Assessment number 2 is acute rhinitis. Assessment number 3 is acute otitis major bilateral. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions, and parents said they have none. Mom and dad were reassured, advised to increase fluids. To come back to clinic if worse, go to nearest emergency room if we are closed. Next paragraph. Patient was given work a school excuse. Starting Monday when she first became sick to the next Monday. And she will proceed to school on the following day, which is the 11th. Next paragraph. The following tests were done in the clinic. COVID, flu, strep. COVID was negative. Strep was negative. Correction. COVID was negative. Flu was negative. Strep was positive. Period. Next paragraph. Patient and parents were educated about child's condition and reassured about the complications of this illness and advised that once they take medication, this shouldn't be much of a problem. Period. Next paragraph, she was sent home with the following. XYZ mouthwash, 60 mils. She will take 15 mils, gargle and spit out every morning for 4 days. Next paragraph, she was sent home with amoxicillin, 250 milligrams. She will take one POTID for 10 days. Number 30. She was advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic, of course, to go to the nearest emergency room if we were closed, end of dictation.